When your teammates get to vote for you and show how much they believe in you and how much they're behind you as a leader, I think it's important for me to just try to continue to do what I've been doing.
Do you think this adds a lot of responsibility? Do you think this adds a lot of responsibility to your workload?
No, I think the vote is because of what guys see you doing and how you go about your work and how you are on the team. So I think I should just continue doing that.
Had you been a captain at other levels?
Yeah, I was a captain in college.
How much of that experience do you think translates here, or is it a completely different type of leadership role?
Being a leader is kind of like being a leader, just being yourself, going out there, working, performing, and trying to encourage other guys to do the same.
Leadership comes in different forms, obviously. What would you describe your type of style of leadership as?
I'm not sure. Right now, I think as a guy just going out there doing my job and kind of being an example, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
What are the responsibilities as you see them, and has anybody told you these are your responsibilities as a captain?
Nah, guys, just like I said, guys just came up to me and told me, continue being who you are, keep going out there trying to make plays, be a good player. And kind of lead guys, you know, get the younger guys going, trying to show them the right direction.
Yeah, how do you go about picking up from where you left off last year?
Working hard throughout the training camp and preseason, just trying to improve on my techniques and gather more knowledge, especially now we have an opponent, so getting my knowledge ready for Miami and being prepared to play.
Devin, after all the stuff that that Albert Haynesworth's been through the last few years, and haven't seen him in practice here, do you get a sense that, you know, now he can just focus on football, and do you see how much he actually loves playing the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of guys in here working hard, and Albert's one of them. We're all working hard to try to prepare for this game, and it's exciting just having him on the team.
Devin, what about Brandon Marshall? He's scary. It makes you guys kind of get nervous about him.
I mean, his physical play, if you watch him, he doesn't just, you know, make great catches 50, 60 yards down the field. He turns catches out of maybe 5 to 10 yards, and then he turns it into a 70-yard touchdown. So as a defense, you have to be prepared and be ready to get him on the ground once he catches the ball.
As a secondary unit, when you guys are just kind of coming together, when you see guys like that who, when you're covered, they're not actually covered, how does it kind of pull you together? Or do you have, in that practice room, are you trying a little bit more to look at the film?
Each week, you know, in this league, it's not one week you go by and you don't go against a top receiver or a top athlete on another team. So I think it's always watching the film and seeing how you can make plays out there. You know, we see him make great catches. Our job is to try to make a play on the ball and go out there and just try to compete with him each time.
Yeah, Brady talked about the year. Preseason's over now. How much are you looking forward to this
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement going into a game Monday night. After going through that whole training camp and the preseason, guys are anxious to get out there and go out and play for a game that counts now. Kind of put it all on the line and show what we can do in our season opener.